Early voting in the August 18th primary election in Santa Rosa County begins Monday, almost a week ahead of neighboring counties, which start Saturday. With the earlier start, Santa Rosa voters will be the first to head to the polls, and the county will be the first to roll out additional measures to ensure voter safety amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. Supervisor of Elections Tappy Villain says the extended 14-day early voting period in Santa Rosa is really a matter of necessity.
Santa Rosa will historically start on a Monday, a couple of weeks before the election. And it's primarily because we only at this time have 4 early voting locations.
In comparison, Escambia County has 9 early voting locations and Okaloosa has 5. Early voting sites in Santa Rosa include the main elections office in Milton, the South Service Center in Gulf Breeze, and the community centers in Tiger Point and Pace.
With our only 4 locations, 2 in the north end, 2 in the south end, we just offer more days for our voters so that they'll have plenty of time to go and cast that early voting vote in person if they choose to do so.
For those who want to cast their ballots in person, Belaine reassures that her office has spent the last few months analyzing the effectiveness of coronavirus safety precautions during the March presidential primary and planning for additional measures. For the August primary, she notes there will be plenty of poll workers, and the county's emergency management team is helping to ensure there will be plenty of protective equipment available.
They have been supplying us with PPE for our poll workers that will consist of masks. We'll provide those to our poll workers if they don't have one, and we are encouraging them to wear masks, hand sanitizer, wipes so that they can wipe things down throughout the day. We have some sanitizing spray. We have also invested in sneeze guards, the plexiglass shields, and we'll be using those at all of our check-in tables.
On the other side of the table, voters will not be required to wear masks, but for added safety, they're encouraged to do so. Also, Villain's office has purchased several combination ink and touchscreen stylus pens that voters will be able to use.
We do check in on a tablet for Election Day and early voting, so a voter can pick up one of those pen-stylus combos. They can sign in with the stylus side, keep that pen while they vote to use that to mark their ballot, and then when they go to put their ballot into the tabulator, they can drop that pen / stylus in the dirty bucket, and then we will clean those throughout the day.
In terms of the ideal time to vote to avoid crowds, Belaine says it's really hard to say.
It's usually pretty busy that first day, especially in the morning. But again, every election is different. Sometimes we see it get busier the second week of early voting. Typically, the one day that we have not seen a lot of crowds or any lines at all is on Sunday. People don't realize that we are actually open on Sunday as well. We are open that first Sunday.
Despite the extra time and safety measures in place for early voting, the elections chief concedes that many voters are still concerned about showing up in person. As a result, there's been a significant increase in requests for vote-by-mail ballots.
Looking back to our March election, we sent out a little over 10,000 ballots for that presidential preference primary. For August, we have sent out over 20,000. So we have had double the request. Now, if you compare that number to the last presidential year, which would have been 2016, the primary in 2016, we sent out a little over 15,000. So even compared to that, we have seen an increase.
To ensure mail-in ballots are received and counted, Belaine says there's a tool on the Supervisor of Elections website that allows voters to track their ballots. Whatever method for voting is chosen, it's important to remember that primary voting is restricted to party affiliation. For example, only registered Republicans can vote in the primary races for Santa Rosa County Commission Districts 1 and 3. Otherwise, the nonpartisan school board races in Districts 2 and 4 are open to all voters, as are the county's 2 universal primaries.
We have the superintendent of schools, and then we also have County Commission District 5. And those are universal primary contests because when it was qualifying time, in these two instances, the candidates that qualified were all Republicans. There was no one else that qualified, so no one from another party. There wasn't a write-in. So whoever wins in August will be the person that is elected.
For individuals who plan to go to the polls for early voting in Santa Rosa, the county's four locations will be open daily from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. through Saturday, August 15th. Villain recommends voters bring a photo signature ID, make their decisions beforehand to shorten the time it takes to mark ballots, and wear face coverings as a courtesy to others. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.